I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 6 months ago, a military coup toppled the transitional government leading Sudan into civilian rule. Today, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan looks to secure his grip on power by aligning with the Muslim Brotherhood. A gospel worker named Daniel says it's bad news for believers. Persecution is already on the rise. Look for the details in the full story at our website, and remember that the Lord holds all nations in his hands. Pray for his will to be done in Sudan. Meanwhile, a Turkish court has sentenced activist and philanthropist Osman Kavala to life in prison. The government accused him of participating in an attempted coup in 2016. Both the U.S. State Department and the European Court of Human Rights condemned the ruling, citing a lack of evidence. Bruce Allen with FMI says, suspicion has often fallen on Christians as well. In 2021, hundreds of Christian workers were kicked out of the country. FMI builds indigenous church networks in Turkey. Ask God to guide this work. Mission Network News, service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.